Today on Real Life Radio.
Are you going to go to heaven? On what basis are you going to go to heaven? That you're kind of good? It's not good enough. You're baptized? Not good enough. Do you hear me? God will not let you in. God's looking for one thing. The true Passover today is he looks for blood. Is there blood accounted to be upon your life recorded in heaven? That's what God does. He looks. He looks at the ledger in heaven.
Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called What You Really Need to Know About Who's Out There, Part 3, continues his series called Combat Faith, A Study in 2 Peter. Nothing seems to stop Peter from living out his faith in Jesus Christ, not even his age. Peter is a lot older nowadays than when he wrote his first letter to the church. Still, he's showing a determination that we all can take a lesson from, to have a resilient, unwavering, and effective kind of faith that can stand up against the godless age in which we live. Peter knows, of course, how hard-headed we can be. That's why he tells us again and again about what matters most in our walk of faith. The church is not just being attacked from the outside, but there are those out there who will try to deceive us from within. They're called wolves in sheep's clothing, and their purpose is to rob us of what's true and take from us the liberty we have in our relationship with Jesus Christ. So today, on day 3 of this message, Pastor Jack goes on to say that despite what many people are fooled into thinking, salvation is not found in water baptism. Even acts of charity have nothing to do with where you'll spend eternity. There's only one way to get into heaven, and that is through God's Son, Jesus Christ. He is the only one who paid the price for our sins. And now in his message called What You Really Need to Know About Who's Out There, Part 3, here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
See, the cults and the false prophets and the false pulpits, they'll never teach this. Constant dependence upon them. Constant dependence upon our movement or our denomination or our thing. Watch out. And we could go on and on, by the way. Ezekiel 36:26 echoes the same thing about having a new heart. Look at that. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. Remarkable. Awesome. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 12 says, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts and into their minds, and I will write them. Then he adds in verse 17, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. But what about legalism? Listen, don't anybody leave yet. Ushers, just lock the doors. This is so important. After I give you this verse, you can leave, but not before. If today you are saying to yourself, I'm okay. Okay, I want to ask you, why are you okay? First of all, I never heard of a believer who knows Jesus to say regarding their soul, I'm okay. Did you hear? Listen. I've never talked to a real true believer who says regarding their soul, oh, I'm okay. Now, you may be struggling with your walk. Sure, of course. But don't we sing, it is well, it is well, it is well with my soul? That's the foundation today, is the true gospel generates a real peace in your heart. Do you understand what's going on in the world? Nope. Mask, no mask, job, no job, socialism, communism, republic, I don't know. It's all messed up. It's all crazy. You know what that causes me to do? Fight for what's right, but at the same time, I'm looking up. Amen. I'm looking up. Yeah. Lord, come on. Lord, please come. Lord, come today. Jesus, come for us today. See, well, I'm not ready yet. You get ready. Get ready right now. You need to get ready. I don't know what the direction our nation's going to go. Only God knows that. But at the end of the day, I lay my head down at night knowing that I'm safe in the everlasting arms of the Lord. And I hope you can do the same. It's what he's promised. So here's the big deal. Have you ever bumped into people, or maybe you are this person, and you say, I'm going to heaven. You say, well, how's that? Fantastic. Well, how? I was baptized. I'm going to heaven. How's that? Oh, I gave money to the church. How about this one? Wow. I'm going to heaven. I'm really good. Imagine how many good people are in hell. The Bible makes it very clear. You'll never get to heaven by being good. Wow. So what are you leaving me with here? You're not leaving me with much. That's the point. We ain't got nothing. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You're not going to get that from a cult unless they lead you to the answer that they've crafted, which is total dependence upon their group. Oh, you, yes, you're a sinner, but we will absolve you here and now, and we'll do this, and we'll do this special thing to you, this thing. But listen, so-called Christian denominations can spin the same thing. In Galatians 4, verse 27, it says, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And there are people who actually teach that means water. It has nothing to do with water. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Isn't that great? Remember a moment ago, God said in Jeremiah, I'm going to make this covenant with the house of Israel. And we all went, oh, I'm not a Jew. Well, that's okay. The Bible says that the gospel had to go to the Jew first before it could go to the Gentile. Isn't that great? God looks at the cross. He looks at his son, Jesus. He looks at the empty tomb. And God has no bearing on the fact that if you're a Gentile or a Jew, you all must come the same way. I don't know why this is a debate today in religious circles. How is a Jew saved? These people have conferences on this question. Well, let's talk about this. We know that the Bible says this, but how does a Jew get saved? Excuse me. The first way we ever heard about how that happens is in John chapter 3. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe on him would not perish but have everlasting life. Right? Who'd he say it to? No, not everybody. Sort of. Wait. You're good, but just you're a minute too soon. He said it to a Jew. Nicodemus. How's a Jew saved? Jesus said it 2,000 years ago. End of story. Conference over. I'm dead serious. Jesus said it to Nicodemus. Was Nicodemus a good man? Good man. Did he tie the bunch? He tied the bunch. Did he know all the rules and regulations? Did he keep them? Yes, he did. Jesus said, you're not making it unless you're born again. Born again, the word means born from above. Did you know that? It means to be born a second time, but the birth comes from above, to be born from above. You say, well, I didn't, but it does say in John 3 that it's through water and spirit. No, it doesn't. Jesus says, you were born once through water. Through water. Every one of us came the same way. Water, the water broke, the baby came. You're not coming out without the water. Your first birth into this world was water. It's not water baptism. You cannot get saved getting wet. The second, he's talking about birth. In fact, he goes on to John chapter 3 and he tells you that the things of the flesh, the water, that's of the flesh of this world. He said, I'm talking about the things of the spirit, which is from above. You've got to be born a second time. At your age, you need to experience a spiritual birth. But I've been going to church all my life. Doesn't matter. You need to be born again. How will you stay clear of the false prophets and teachers and ministries that Peter's warning us about? You've got to have the truth. And he is the way, the truth, and the life. And he said, I'll be in you. Remember, he said, I won't leave you orphaned. I'm going to be in you. And he does that by the sealing of the Holy Spirit, the mark. You guys remember when we were little? Well, I mean, if you're older. I used to go nuts. I used to dive into my mom, the grocery bags, to get one of two things. Blue chip stamps or green chips. Green, remember the green chip, blue chip? Anybody, please raise your hand if you remember that. Okay. Whew. And yet, remember the books? You have a sponge. Just seal those babies up. Why would you do that? You take all those things that apparently, seemingly look worthless. You go down to the redemption store. That's what it was called. They had one Huntington Beach redemption store. And you walk in there, it's so cool. Because I remember, I had so much faith. Seriously, I knew every page was covered. I'd walk in there, boom. Want that right there. That one. I thought, this is an awesome country. Well, I didn't realize my mom and dad were paying the bill. I got the stamps. I thought I got that Tonka truck for free. Somebody had to pay the price. Somebody paid the, nothing, listen. Salvation's not free. It costs God everything, and it's not cheap. It cost him the price of his son's dear life. He offers it to us. In that, the law is satisfied in Christ Jesus. See, Jesus satisfied the law. See, the law has no empathy, has no feeling. The Ten Commandments just looks at you. But I'm sorry. Right? So then when you fall on your face before the Ten Commandments and you cry out to Jesus, he's the one that comes in. I was in a church in Salt Lake City years ago. And on the wall, they had a mural that they had lifted from one of the great reformers' commentaries. And there was this wretched, terrified sinner. It was all in black and white pencil. There was this wretched, terrified sinner like this. His eyes were wide open and he's like this, scared. And Jesus is standing over him. And Jesus is holding up his hand like this, covering the sinner. And Moses has got the Ten Commandments coming down on the sinner. There's fire in Moses' eyes, the law. And Jesus takes it. That's why Jesus had to die. He lived and fulfilled the law, but because I am a sinner, someone had to die. And it couldn't be me, because my death would have been worthless. But I was condemned to death. But Christ came to save. But listen, how do you know? You read about all of these conniving, manipulative wolves in the last days. And they're out there right now. Listen, watch out. They're out there right now in numbers more than ever. I firmly believe that we are, and I don't want to get too weird on this, but we're living in an age right now. It seems like in the last 6, 7, 8 months, something happened. I don't know if somebody like unlocked a gate in hell somewhere or left a door open. But have you noticed? Here's a weird thing. The people you talk to, I talk to these people too. You say, what? Everything's great, man. Things are great. Where have you been? No, something's wrong. I say something's wrong. It's not wrong. It's just not good. As a believer, Jesus said there'd be days like this before he'd come back. So you look at the way that people are thinking. We think it's great that we should release prisoners because they could get COVID in the prison. Seriously. Are you kidding? You know, I mean, I don't mean to upset you about this, but I mean, things just don't make sense. And I'm this may sound funny, but I'm dead serious about deception. We think deception is going to pull up in a car. Oh, no, no. Without the Holy Spirit, some of it's very obvious. Some of it is, what? You got to be careful. So you talk about this thing. The whole world is under the sway of fear right now. And some people, I don't know if they love it or what, but they'll beat you up. But listen, here's the thing. And I mentioned this recently, so if you heard this, forgive me in advance, but if you've had the COVID test, they put a thing in the... It's like, oh, wait, don't let it... Wait. It's no small thing. What are you doing? We got to get it. That's my brain you're up against. Well, hang on. It's like 3 inches in there. What are you doing? We've got to see. We're going to test you. Does that make sense? Everybody's walking around wearing something because we could get it. But you got to go into my brain to get it? Why don't I cough in a napkin and hand it to you? What is this? You say, well, you shouldn't talk like that. But that's how the enemy works. Listen, if it's not this, it's going to be something else. Have you seen how we live in a world now where the Bible tells us there's a man going to come on the scene and he's going to tell people, you can't buy or sell anything. Oh, no. What do we do? Just take my mark. It's okay. You'll be able to buy milk and do your, you know, fast pass on the road. You can get a pizza. You just have to have this number. And with that, I'm sorry. He's not, the Antichrist is not coming. The master of deception is not going to come and say, listen to me. I'm going to give you a mark. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You can hear violins. And the Antichrist is going to say something to the effect, you need the number. You're going to need my number because of your own safety. You're going to love, not you, none of us will be here. If you're not a Christian, what if right now you started to feel a flutter in your heart and you started to get dizzy? Are you going to go to heaven? On what basis are you going to go to heaven? That you're kind of good? It's not good enough. That you've been attending church faithfully? Not good enough. That you've kept 6 of the 10 commandments? Not good enough. You're baptized? Not good enough. Do you hear me? God will not let you in. God's looking for one thing. The same Passover in Egypt, he looked for blood. The true Passover today is he looks for blood. Is there blood accounted to be upon your life, recorded in heaven? That's what God does. He looks. He looks at the ledger in heaven. Imagine if God were to right now supernaturally reveal the seating in this church at this second service to show us right now in real time who's covered in the blood. Well, how do you know? Because the person who's covered in the blood says, listen, naked I came into this world, naked I depart. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus died for me. I couldn't save myself. I'm a sinner saved by the grace of God. Salvation is his gift, and he offered it, and I took it. And I'm washed in the blood of the Lamb. That's how you get in, trusting what he's done. So because time is out, listen, someday time is going to run out. Where will you be? Here's what we're going to do. I'm not going to play any games. We're going to pray. If you've never gone public with Jesus Christ, if you have never accepted Christ as Lord and Savior, if today you are really doubtful that if you died, you'd go to heaven or not, you speculate on that. Remember, the Bible says these things have been written that you might know that you have eternal life. Do you? You are supposed to. So we're going to sing. I'm not going to sing. Someone's going to sing. They're going to sing out here. Listen, I know people want to get their car out of the parking lot before the other people, but we're locking the doors. Nobody moves for this reason. Don't interrupt anybody. There may be somebody near you that's making a decision. You pray, Christian. Don't move, pray. But if somebody starts to get up to come forward, you let them out. But today, I'm going to ask you today to seal the deal with God. Maybe even you've accepted Christ, but nobody knows. You need to make that public today. Maybe today you've realized, wow, if I died, I don't think I'd fare well. You need to come today. And I'm going to lead you in a prayer. And we're going to give you a Bible, and you're going to leave with a new life. Because he's for real. So let's sing this song, and I'm not going to play. Listen, I'm not, if I have to coach you into coming, okay, then anybody can coach you out. Be intellectually honest with yourself. If you're battling inside, oh, I should go, I don't know, maybe I should. That's the Holy Spirit in you having a fight. It's best to surrender. So without games, we'll play this song. Father, we ask in Jesus' name that your Holy Spirit would move, convict those who you're drawing into your family. And Lord, we pray that there'd be a holy, awesome, divine separation right here, right now, from one birth to the next. May you touch hearts in Jesus' name. Father, we praise you for the power of the cross. We thank you, Lord God, that though we are now 21 centuries removed from when you walked this earth to preach the gospel, your disciples took it to the ends of the earth. The witness of the cross for 2,000 years in the same effect every day all around the world. Place of hope, place of forgiveness, a place of restarting new life, real life with you. Friends that are standing here right now, let this fall from your lips out loud, but let me qualify it. I'm gonna give you a prayer to recite. And that's just about all I'm gonna give you, because let's be honest, this is not some kind of a rote thing. You need to take these words and individually, personally, mean it. We all may be praying the same prayer, but you've got to own it. You're not going to go to heaven because of the person on the right or the left. You're going to go to heaven because of Christ Jesus. And so as you pray, you talk to him. You're speaking to him. But let these words fall from your lips, please. Dear Lord, I come in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for sending your Son to die in my place at the cross and to be buried and to be resurrected that my sins might be forgiven me. Today, Almighty God, I receive your offer, your free gift of eternal life and the forgiveness of sins in the name of Jesus. You are now my Lord and Savior, and I give my life to you willingly. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen, amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio. In his message called What You Really Need to Know About Who's Out There, Part 3. Thanks for joining us today. What You Really Need to Know About Who's Out There, Part 3, is part of Pastor Jack's series called Combat Faith, a study in 2 Peter. It's a series about the Apostle Peter, whose life was transformed by the salvation of Jesus Christ, and whose passion was to live out his faith as a messenger of the gospel. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. Hey, are you intentional about what's going on around you? Peter himself often noticed what others would overlook. We can't in good faith turn a blind eye to what's happening in our world these days. So much is changing in our culture, and we need to talk about it. Many of you already follow Pastor Jack on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. But did you know Pastor Jack has a podcast called Real Life Talk? Simply go to jackhibbs.com, click on that media tab. Once you're there, click on podcasts. Now you can stay informed through interviews with special guests who are leaders in their field, along with episodes that give a biblical perspective on social and cultural issues facing our country today. It's all right there at our website, jackhibbs.com. One more time, jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.